Hey everyone, this is episode 119 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. I am battling a cold. I think I'm past the worst of it. I'm going to hopefully get through this without any kind of coughing fits or throat clearing incidents. This is just a quick intro. Diamond Dallas Page is the guest. I am super excited about this. And I have my friend Rob Fairless, who is the host of the 25th Hour radio show, to thank for this. Tom Harness, a buddy of mine, we interviewed DDP last week for Rob's show, which drops on Sundays. Rob told me that I could use the interview, kind of like I did with Leaping Lanny Poffo a few months ago. So I'm using the Diamond Dallas Page interview that we did for the radio and putting it onto the podcast as well, because I do think that there are other listeners out there on iTunes that maybe didn't follow and pick up the interview when it first came down earlier in the week. So I'm excited about that. Dallas talks about going into the Hall of Fame, his relationship with Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall, DDP yoga, just having that positive mental attitude, which is so important. He's got a couple of new apps out, so you definitely want to stick around and listen to that interview. It's about 30 minutes in length, so he's a great guy, a great motivational talker. And for anyone, and I've seen some online criticism about him going into the Hall of Fame. I don't get that at all. DDP belongs in the Hall of Fame for his wrestling attributes, for one, but also for what he's done beyond the whole wrestling thing and helping to save lives and improve the lives of not just legendary superstars, but men and women in everyday walks of life. So kudos to DDP. Be sure to stick around for that. Some indie wrestling to talk about really quick. Cape Championship Wrestling crowned new tag team champions. Farmer Billy Hills and Del Tucker are the new Cape Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Yes, Farmer and the Dell, they are the tag champs. So I'm looking forward to talking to Billy about that. I see him every month at Stride Pro Wrestling, which Stride Pro Wrestling, by the way, has a big show coming up this Saturday, March 4th. It's at the Illinois Star Center Mall, and it's a big six-man tag team grudge match main event. Champion Heath Hatton and former tag team champions Team Triple X will take on the current tag team champions of the Midwest Mafia. That's Red Daniels and the Hitman Jake Capone. They're joined by their third member, Big Roger Mathis, who, by the way, is the number one contender to the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. So it's going to be a big night of wrestling. The Legacy Championship will be defended as El Fabuloso challenges Jerry Travelstead, who is the current Legacy champion, the very first Legacy champion too, by the way. So the action kicks off at 6:30 at the Illinois Star Center Mall. You can get more details at strideprowrestling.com or keep following the My123Cents blog this week. I'll be posting some articles and some thoughts on the upcoming show, as well as the Stride Pro Wrestling social media sites. That's about it for now. Get ready for Diamond Dallas Page, and we'll be back on the other side of this.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast, on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
The guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to the 25th Hour Radio Show. I'm Kevin Huntsberger from WSIL-TV and My 123 Cents, the podcast and blog, along with Tom Harness from Harness Digital Marketing. Tom, welcome back once again to the 25th Hour Radio Show.
It is a great day. I know you're a kid in a candy store today. We have an amazing guest, not only from a wrestling perspective, but as an entrepreneur and a techie person myself, I'm really excited to talk about our guest. And I'm going to let you introduce because you've got a big old grin on your face.
I am very excited about this. That is true. We are being joined by the latest announcement, the latest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2017, Diamond Dallas Page, a long overdue honor. Mr. Page, it is an honor to be speaking to you right now.
Well, thanks for getting me in the show, guys. I'm literally just going. One of my friends had texted me. He said, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. And then a little while later, he texts me back, are your thumbs broken? And this is from last night. I said, no, but I had 157 texts, 97 emails, and 26 voice messages to get to.
Wow.
Maybe I just left it at that. Wait for him to go, you're the only one who texts me, Chris.
Yeah, and you were trending, obviously, on Twitter and Facebook as well. You've had a very good relationship with WWE since retiring from the in-ring activity. You were in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal last year and, of course, have popped up in the Royal Rumble as well. So, obviously, the relationship is well there. Talk a little bit about what it means to you to be going into the Hall of Fame.
Well, the best way I could put it, one of my two mentors, Dusty Rhodes, I always tell anybody when I mention his name, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. Right before he passed away, we were talking, and we just got done talking about, you know, life and business and all these different things that happened. And he said, you know, Dee, the only thing that's real anymore in our business is that first world championship and the Hall of Fame. And I said, yeah, pretty strong dream. You know, that's how I feel about it. It's funny because people say, so is there a committee that does all that? I go, yeah, just like the NFL. Vince, of course, is the main guy over everything, but there's a whole group of people, and I didn't even know any of this till this year when they told me, and then literally told me that I've been on the list for years. they get to you when they get to you, and that's why I never really had any. When people say, man, I can't believe you're not in the Hall of Fame. What do you think about that? And I'd be like, hey, when it happens, it happens. You know, at one point, Jake wasn't in. Macho wasn't in. Michael P.S. Hayes wasn't in. And I thought every one of those guys should have been in before me. So I figured when they were all in, maybe that'll be my time. And as it turns out, I was right.
Well, and I think a lot of people credit the fact that Jake the Snake, obviously his body of work speaks for itself, but in recent years, the work that you have done with him and Scott Hall and other wrestlers, but not only that, you're inspiring other people, everyday fans like myself, to get in shape, take a handle on their health and wellness. But the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, it's an excellent documentary. It is available on Netflix. How did that all come about? Because you, quite honestly, and you hear this all the time, but watching that unfold, I mean, if anybody had any doubt, you saved that man's life as well as Scott Hall's.
Well, I won't tell you that, but you never know. I just know that their quality of life would have never been what it is right now. They're both very thankful, and the whole thing for that is, now it just helps somebody else. And Jake's really, Scott does, but Jake's been unbelievable when it comes to reaching out and helping other people, which is really mine. I knew he would do it, but I didn't think he would do it at the level he's doing it. He gets it. And like I deal with a lot of people with depression, and I get depressed. I mean, everybody gets depressed. But the key is not to stay there. And anybody who really deals with depression, the first thing I ask them is, like, who've you helped lately? And they'll normally go, what? Like, who've you helped? Who have you, like, given some of your own time to help that person, without expecting anything from it? I mean, just help somebody. And normally people who are depressed really don't help anybody. It's, you know, they're so self-centered in the depression that they, and some of them might get mad at me saying that, but don't take it the wrong way, because I don't mean it the wrong way. I mean, you get so caught up in the depression and the woe is me that you don't think that, well, maybe someone has it a little worse than I do. And 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100, that will be the case, because there's always someone in a way worse spot. And if you turn around and you help somebody, it, being, selfish, the selfish part of me knows that the more people I help, the better I feel about me. So if there's something to be selfish about, it's helping other people. Scott Hall said, Dally's addicted to it. You know, it's one of the reasons my voice is so shot right now, because I'm in a spot where I have to keep moving right now until it totally shuts down. But I'm doing what I can to, you know, not talk as much. Like, these interviews were placed before, before I actually started to lose my voice. And, I'll just keep going until it shuts off, and then I'll be forced to stay in my room for a couple of days, and then I'll be back on the road again.
So being a leader and a mentor, and obviously a lot of that came from out of your experience in wrestling, did part of developing this program and the app and all this, was it meant to, like you said, try to save and help more people? I mean, because you can only do so much because you're one man. So is that where this technology component came in for you?
Yeah, it started online more than anything, because – you know, when you're working with one person, you're working with one person, and then you work with one person. When you have the online, you know, like we have an online presence, people who are a part of the DDPY program. You know, like it started with a website I called TeamDDPYoga.com, and anybody could join it. You know, and we've got over 70,000 members on that, and we, you know, had hundreds of thousands of people invest in our you know, what we do in our program. One of the things I'm the proudest of is that every night I get the numbers, so I know where, like, wow, Jericho, you know, a lot of people were listening to Jericho and were moved to action, you know, on a particular night. Or it could have been, you know, our YouTubes, our videos. It could have been our disabled veteran that we helped. It could be just seeing me wearing the shirt, DDP Yoga, on the WWE station, you know, because I get, I mean, every day, you know, 10 to 20 people are from the WWE because that's where they know me from, and that's where they might have just seen it. But inevitably, it'll get down to friends and family. And that's the real number. When I see 20 to 30% of the people who invest in our program get to our program through friends and family, that means people can't stop talking about it. Like, you have to do this. And if you think about the percentage that actually gets moved to action, like, your uncle or your brother or your mom or your dad could tell you over and over and over and over and over, just keep doing that, you know, over again, you need to do DDP Yoga, and they won't do it. It's a very small percentage. So that shows me, since the people who actually get the program on my overall sales are people who are friends and family, that tells me that there's tens of thousands of people who talk to people every day. And it's because it's real. Like, you can't experience the ring. I'll never forget the first time I was in Panama City. And I caught it, you know, I came out. I mean, the crowd was so hot. And they were chanting DDP so loud. It was just an enhancement match. I beat the guy out of nowhere. You know, when I hit the diamond cutter, the place popped. They were chanting DDP so loud. I walked, I left. The first time it ever had happened like that. And Hulk Hogan and nobody knows it better than Hulk, pulled me aside and he said, "Do you know how hard that is?" And I go, "How hard what?" Hulk goes, "How hard that is to get people to chant your name." He goes, "You're not even out there. They're still chanting." He said, "You have really put the work in. It's really happening now for you." And Hogan had said to me probably 2 years before that, "You know, it's not today or next year or the year after, but somewhere down the line, you and I are going to draw huge money together." And so this is like in end of 96. We wouldn't actually work together like we did till 98. But, you know, that whole thing of you can't make the people chant your name. They have to be invested in the character. But when people ask me about DDP Yoga, the first thing I always say to them is, like on Twitter, someone will say, "DDP, I think I need your program. Sell me on it." And I'll write back, "I'm not going to sell you on shit. Read what the people write here. Like, just read what the people write here. You know, at DDP Yoga, at Real DDP. Read what people write about the program. And if you really want to be blown away, you know that thing online is called the Top Tens List. Are you familiar with it?"
"Yes."
"Like, there's a top tens on everything. And there's like 100,000 of them. But the one that I'm talking about is the one that's best home workouts. And if you go to best home workouts and put in DDP Yoga, it'll pull up who are the top 100 or 50 or whatever it is. Number three is P90X. And if this would have been a few years ago, they'd have been number one. But it's not. It's today. And they're number three because of the votes. They have about 70 comments. People took the time to write, 70 people. Then Insanity's number two. They've got about 90 people that wrote comments. Then you go to number one, which is DDP Yoga. There are over 900 comments. And they're not like, "This workout is awesome." It's a paragraph or two or three that people have felt the need to put out there in the universe, on the internet. Like, you can't pay 900 plus people to do that. You can't.
So what do you attribute to your business? So, like, was this the master plan as you were going through this, or did you learn the business model while you went through wrestling and then this happened? Or was this the ultimate goal one day that you were going to change lives with DDP Yoga?
I will tell you one of the greatest quotes, and this is how I live my life. There was a motivational speaker named Zig Ziglar.
Yes.
Years ago, he was huge. And the first time I ever heard him speak, he said, "You can get whatever you want as long as you help enough people get what they want." Think about that. You can get whatever you want as long as you help enough people get what they want. So I've been living my life like that the entire time. I heard that in the friggin' 80s. I heard that.
Mm.
And it just became part of my mantra. And understanding that, like, really thoroughly, that means you have to help people with no other intent but helping people. Like, for me, again, I've done it my whole life. So there was no business model. What there was passion. And the passion that I have for something that helped me. Now, it could have been very easily. The guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga the first 42 years of his life starts wrestling at 35, which is unheard of, wrestling career takes off when I'm 40. That's in 96. 97 and 98. According to Pro Wrestling Illustrated, in 1997 and 1998, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the number one wrestler in the world. Number four is Diamond Dallas Page. So easily top 10 at that time in place.
When most guys are retiring.
Right. In like 42 years old. And then I sign a multi-million-dollar three-year deal, and then I blow my back out. And I have three of the top spine specialists in the world telling me my career's over. So what looked at, like, this is the worst thing to ever happen to me. If not, it's in the top two things. Like, no more contract if you can't wrestle. Got cut in half and cut in half and cut in half or something like that. But you're on top of the world. You're living the dream at a different level. And then it's gone. It's all taken away from you. Now, if I had stayed in that mindset and bought into that and what I call emotional gravity. Now, people can say what they all want about professional wrestling. One thing they can't fight against with wrestling, you can't fake gravity. But we all deal with gravity. Emotional gravity is something that we all, every single one of us, have to deal with. And that's where I've become, if there's a world champion for that, it's me. Or someone, Tony Robbins is that guy. Like, we all get in negative spots. We all go through depression. But guys like us have already figured out we don't have to stay there. Like, nobody does. Like, a lot of times we choose to stay there because you're the victim and you got to be the victim. And then you get off on the victim. You know, you don't have to be that person. There's a good movie on Netflix besides Resurrection of Jake the Snake, which, by the way, is the second highest rated sports documentary.
Wow.
And the number one highest rated biopic. As far as documentaries are concerned, there's supposed to be tens of thousands of them on Netflix because they made the documentary cool. We're number six overall. And that's the people. And how many people watch that Netflix and never, you know, give it five stars? They just watch it, don't even think about putting a, you know, rating in. But for our people who saw the movie, who were moved to action, it moved them to, like, Jake, oh my God, he's staying with me for these couple days. He came in last night because he wanted to be here when I got inducted. You know, got the word, you know, that I was going in. It just surprised me. And he's staying here, and, like, Jake is, like, in a different spot today. Like, this movie, like, if you go back to the Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and if you're listening to this and you hate wrestling, but somehow you've kept listening, trust me, if you hate wrestling, you still want to watch Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
I can testify, my wife is not a wrestling fan at all, and she was glued to the set as we watched the documentary. So she absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and it's something they'd asked me, Rolling Stone asked me yesterday in our announcement, you know, that they were going to induct me. They said, what is the thing you're most proud of? And it has to be that movie because it's everything I've done, all wrapped into one. And you have to know by watching the movie, like, we're filming this movie. That doesn't mean it's ever going to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because I told Jake, first of all, I can't release this movie unless you're sober, at least for the first year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, release the movie and you're going to fall again. And
right.
You're not going to, I'm not doing that. Number two, I'm not releasing the movie unless you're behind it. Now, you have to understand, the entire time we're filming the Resurrection of Jake the Snake, he never watched the footage. He never watched anything. And we had a lot of videos out there. Because even when he was doing good, he didn't want to watch his stuff. But when he's doing bad, and you know we filmed a lot of that and put it in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was real. And that's what addiction is. Scott has dealt with more, I would say, adversities after the movie than during. Like during the movie, nothing. You know, but right after, you know, you get that high of the Hall of Fame, there's a big fallout after that. Like you're in this amazing rush. And then, you know, how do you follow that? Well, for starters, you set new goals. You try to take what just gave you this unbelievable momentum and you do something with it. And Scott started to do that. It gave him more purpose. Jake, because you saw us, you know, with Mick Foley on one of his shows. I mean, Jake walked away from that comedy show that Mick was doing. And he looked at me and he said, you know, Dave, I could do that. I said, no shit. Like, yeah, you could kill it. And the first couple of times didn't go so well for Jake. You know, I mean, you know, another very amazing quote that really no one's ever heard. But Einstein. Einstein once said, it's not that I'm so smart. I just stick with the problem longer. And Jake could have quit. Because he's Jake Roberts, and he's one of the greatest storytellers ever. But first couple of times he did it, he wasn't that good at it. But then he started to, okay, if I change this, and I do this, and I do that. And then he got better. And then he got better. And now, some of that's just killing it. You know, he's got like five different shows. And again, giving back. He meets this comedian named Alex. He's down in Texas. Alex is 550 pounds. And Jake says to him, you know, right before he goes up, he goes, you should be thanking God every day you're still alive. Kid's only 28 years old at the time. And he said, yeah, I got something for you. Can really help you. And the first part of it was Jake, which blew my mind. Got him organic juicing. Juicing.
Wow.
Without doing the program, just juicing. He lost 100 pounds. Now he's still juicing and eating real food, but juicing a lot. And doing the program, he's down 160 pounds. He's Jake's opener on the road.
Yeah, and I've seen pictures from that. That's an amazing story.
But that guy's not that guy without Jake Roberts teaching him. And when the student becomes the teacher, the circle is complete. And that's what happened with me and Jake, and then Jake and him.
It's that trickle-down effect. Well,
you know, it's amazing. You know, that's the way I look at it. It's amazing.
DDP, if you don't mind, we're going to be wrapping things up here in just a moment or two, but can you let people know how they can get the app, how they can reach out to you? I know you mentioned a couple of Twitter handles here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, my Twitter handle, @RealDDP, @DDPYoga. I'm on there all the time. I would freak people out. Sometimes I'll answer one question or give one comment after another, and some people are like, hey, DDP, you're filling up my space, man. I'm like, hey, I'm not doing this for you. Stop following me. You know, if you're not into seeing inspiring things to people, like keep up the good work, dude. You know, you're doing great. That's amazing. Well, hey, DM me. You know, I mean, like, because I want to hear your story. You know, if that's not what you're about, just please stop following me. You know, but also Facebook. Facebook, DDP Yoga, two words, and there's actually a group on there that has over 17,000 people, and it says members only, but if you hit the like button, they'll take you in, and it's the most helpful group of people ever. So if you're interested in the program, DiamondDallasPage.com will lead you anywhere, but DDPYoga.com will also take you anywhere. And today we're doing a sale on because I wanted to make something special for the Hall of Fame. And we're doing 30% off on everything, from the app to the DVDs to everything. So I've never done that before. Mm. So it's just saying thank you to the people out there that that have supported me over the years. And maybe it's time they want to try it. They want to get on the program. And it's the app, DDP Yoga Now, on Google Play and on iTunes. So it's all there.
Well, I want to tell you, Mr. Page, I'm a techie and an entrepreneur, and I review a lot of apps. And I want to tell you, and I've seen a lot of fitness ones, you by far have the best fitness app. The video, the quality, the engagement. We were joking about the alerts the other day. You've got mine as far as the standpoint from I want to do this now, and I've got to be committed. And maybe, Kevin, you could be my go-to guy.
Absolutely.
I was really impressed with that, because I think sometimes people come in, they half-ass do it, and they don't put the time and think about the end result. But I could tell that you really had a hand in this, and you wanted to make a difference. So I'm amazed at how the quality of the apps are. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's a lot of work. Over $1 million in that app so far, and by next year it'll probably be $1.5 million, because I'm constantly growing and adding. Like right now, we have a leaderboard. Like if you do your workouts, you get points. If you take the pictures and the measurements every month, and your pain index and your blood pressure, if you do all these things, you get points. And if you're a subscriber, you get stuff for points. And every month, we now have a leaderboard. So it's not like someone could be ahead of everybody, because every day one of the month, new leaderboard. Like, who's going to be working their ass off and wants to be in that top 5, top 10, top 100? And like something like that, just to add that leaderboard, because we're not just on iPhone and Android. We're on iPad and tablet and computer. So for me to add something like that, it cost me $22,000. It was like ridiculous, but that's how it works. When I put on one, I got to put it on all of them.
That's right.
Now we have, I'll never stop upgrading that. And the other one that's another free app is the DDP Video Wake Up Alarm Clock. We haven't even started to promote that yet. But it's pretty entertaining. Have you guys tried it yet?
Yeah, it's how much of that is you in that one? Because it seems like there's a lot of you in that one.
Yeah, there's a lot. I got Mick Foley to pop in on one, Jake to pop in on a couple. Yeah. But it's my brainchild. I was talking to I don't know if you remember Wade Keller.
Uh-huh.
He has the torch.
Yeah.
One day, me and Wayne were talking out on the air, and I said, are you sticking with the program? And he said, yeah, I am. He goes, but man, I wish I could get you to call me up in the morning and say, yo, Wayne, get the hell on the mat, monkey. And I hung up that conversation going, what if I could come up with his phone and he could see me? And it was a video wake-up alarm clock, and it started as an idea. The same way, Diamond Dallas Page started as an idea. And if you take the idea and you put the work in, I'm writing a book right now called Positively Unstoppable, and it's the art of owning it. And it can be anything. Owning it is a mindset. And I really break it down. But every single time, it'll come down to this. You got to put the work in. There is no free ride. There is no pie in the sky. Diamond Dallas Page is the anomaly. For those of you who don't know what an anomaly is, according to Star Trek, it's something that was never supposed to happen. But never supposed to happen is kind of the story of my life.
Well, you have certainly inspired us before listening to you. I'm even more inspired now. Diamond Dallas Page, it has been an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. Congratulations again on the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. And all your success with the app. And we're looking forward to starting this program together. Tom and I are going to do this together now.
Yeah, we got to do this.
Awesome, guys. Keep me posted, too. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Tweet out there, at RealDDP or at DDP Yoga. Let me know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
It's been your pleasure. See you.
Love it.
As always, guys, thanks for tuning in and listening. And there's other great shows here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Of course, Chad, who has joined me from time to time here, has his own show. It's called Positive Cynicism. His latest episode, he talks about living in Los Angeles for the last 10 years. So be sure to check that out. Greg Mahochko, the co-founder of Jittery Monkey, has two shows, Nerds United. He has one up an interview with some folks. Take a Trip West of Oz. You want to check that out. And also, his Corn Nation. It's the Five Heart podcast. It's Corn Nation and talks more about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics on that show. So again, jitterymonkey.com. You can find all the shows here, including my 1-2-3 cents, of course. You're already listening to that. But check us out on iTunes. Be sure to rate and review our shows as well. Let us know what you're thinking. More contests coming up as we get closer to WrestleMania. Everyone, thanks for listening and have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.